Right now, panel, yes, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo, experts say that Brazilian athletes will have a distinct advantage at the aquatic sports when they host the Olympics next year. Why?
Because they're always walking around in bathing suits and they're just
specifically these are the aquatic sports, not so much the indoor pool, but like outdoor in the ocean, waters. There's some swimming, there's sailing, boating, kayaking, that sort of thing.
They're less afraid of sharks. They're fearless.
It's like, you know, at these Olympics, antibiotics are going to be a performance enhancing drug.
They have resistance to.
Yes. Yeah. They have immunity.
Right.
To the insanely poisonous polluted waters off of Rio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As Rio gears up for the 2016 Games, we've been hearing a lot about the water, the kayak, and other aquatic events will be held in. Specifically, that if you drop something into it, it will bounce off. It's sludgy, there's rotting fish and trash floating by, and it is apparently chemically identical to raw sewage. And this is the standard that Boston knew it could not live up to.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from E. coli goes walking.
This week, the AP commissioned a study to assess just how bad the situation is. It's really not good. The researchers they hired dissolved in the water. Bob Costas got another pink eye just reading the report.
So what do you get? I mean, is it a rash?
No, there have been cases
where... It's a Brazilian wax. No, all your hair comes off.